Between episodes of Falling in Sport, we release content that didn't make the final cut, but is still worth a listen. In this Falling in Sport extra, author and basketball journalist Cyrus Rogers shares why he believes African guards must get their shot in the NBA, and who's a star for the future from the mother continent.
Do you think we'll ever have an African, I grew up in Cameroon, I still represent Cameroon, being a leading point guard in the NBA as opposed to just being a big man?
You know, that's it's one of those things as well that we haven't spoken about enough, because there is, much like in soccer and football, where there's always been a distrust of black goalkeepers, right? You've seen it over the years. It's one of those where you don't necessarily see them getting an opportunity at the bigger teams.
Yeah.
Whatever the reasons behind that might be,
like, why is it 2 million Kunis still playing in South Africa?
Well, you know, that too. But if you try and think of the best African goalkeepers of all time, you then start looking at the teams that they played for, and they weren't necessarily at the biggest, you know, clubs. So I think Enyima might be the only one who really sort of stood out.
Who translated,
yeah.
Yes.
But then let's look at it from the basketball perspective, as you've asked. And I think the point guard position is one of those, like they kept talking about black quarterbacks in the NFL. You know, he's the engine room of the team. And so it's about being able to translate what the coach's instructions are into what happens on the court. Dennis Schroeder being, you know, one of the, I suppose, highest and most influential of the African guards. I think maybe Victor Oladipo being the other one, and they, you know, German. Well, Victor is Nigerian American, and Dennis is Gambian German. But in terms of, like, as you say, guys, you know, born on the African continent, grew up here, primarily played here before going to the US. We haven't reached that level yet, and I think it has to do with the coaches believing in what's happening in the continent. Jordan Nwora, who plays for Nigeria, would be potentially one of those, although he's also grown up in the States. But we're bound to see it happening more often. It's just a question of allowing our players the opportunity. It's not as if we haven't had guys get close. You know, there've been a couple of Angolan guys who've done really, really, really well and just managed to get into an NBA team, but never solidified into a roster spot. And the NBA will have to really appreciate that. They have to give these guys the opportunities.
Your upcoming African star.
Upcoming African star. That is a good question, because I've always got so many. The thing is, I go all in. So for me, it was Pascal Siakam, and then he's now, people are starting to see who he is. And then it was Bam Adebayo, and now people are starting to see who he is. So I'm trying to think who the upcoming one is that I've got my eye on at the moment. Because I think Bam Adebayo is probably, he's going to be one of the most influential players in terms of what he does in the Eastern Conference. Yeah. But I think Jordan Nwora could be somebody who does something really special with his career. And Bruno Fernando is actually going to be a really interesting one to watch at the Atlanta Hawks. Because I think he's got the skill set to really be a good asset on that team. But it's also at this point where you're thinking, well, you know, surely somebody's going to come up there and pull another Pascal. And I do think that there are a couple of guys who should be given the opportunity to at least express themselves more. But I think Bruno Fernando is probably the guy I'm sort of looking forward to seeing his evolution, to see what happens with him.